Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mayor Lightfoot promising to revitalize the South and West Side. Joe Donlan goes to Pullman to see how the money is being spent. That's WGN-TV Investigates Monday at 9:11:19. I was just sampling a few of the pieces from our latest Mincing Rascals podcast. Often we broadcast it on Saturdays, the Mincing Rascals, but I'm not going to be on Saturday, so I thought I'd just take a minute here to sort of give you a sample of what we're doing on the podcast this week. And it really ties in nicely to what we've been talking about, Blago getting out, some of these corruption cases. And Eric Zorn reminded you how really awful it is the way Blago shook down that children's hospital and kept money coming for the aid to kids who don't have money in their families. So Austin Berg says that jailing Blago actually doesn't seem to stem the tide.
He is returning to an Illinois that is as corrupt as when he left it because of people like him being used as not necessarily a scapegoat, but a symbol of we're rooting out corruption because the governor's in jail. Right after he was impeached and indicted, the Illinois Reform Commission, this group of, you know, good government folks appointed by Quinn, traveled the state for 100 days, heard different ideas about anti-corruption reform in Illinois. Section 4 of their report, you can look it up online, talks about structural reforms we need to stop corruption and have greater efficiency in Illinois government. 3 key points. 1, fair maps. 2, term limits for legislative leaders. 3, less autocratic control in the leadership of the House and Senate. Madigan's House hasn't done any of those 3 things, and the current governor who gave a budget address right after Blago was let out is not asking him to. So until that happens, we're just going to have more Blagojeviches. We're still the most corrupt state in the nation, even though we have his story.
What an interesting point. That's Austin Berg from the Illinois Policy Institute. Part of the Mincing Rascals, it's free. You can listen to wherever your finer podcasts are sold or distributed. By the way, Justin Kaufman is one of the Mincing Rascals. You hear him in the evenings here on WGN. Sorry you weren't on the mix. You'll be there next Thursday. But how about that, Justin?
Yeah, well, Austin, he makes such a great point, right? And we talked about fair maps, and we've talked about term limits and everything in between. I mean, to think about that, it has been 8 years since he went to prison, and all the same things that sent him there are still in play. It's a great point.
900 corruption convictions since 2000 in Illinois alone. And that's the ones that have been caught and convicted. Who knows how many Urlachers there are out there doing stupid stuff. Come on, you guys. Don't do that stuff, please. Come on now.
And John, if there's no deterrent, if you're absolutely right, Judge Zagel gave the former governor, disgraced governor, 14 years. And we saw not just this president, but a lot of critics say, you know what, and including some of the Mincing Rascals, who said, you know what, it's just too much.
Yeah.
That it was an excessive sentence.
I was one of them.
So what is that? Yeah, but so what does that say? The idea that if it's excessive and everyone was like, it's too much at 14 years, but there's still been all of these cases after the fact. It's not a deterrent. I mean, it's not something that is stopping people from deciding to be corrupt or to try and get some personal value out of representing the taxpayers.
Right. So if jailing them doesn't work, then we just need to have some systemic changes. And that's what Austin was saying. Okay, so let's say that you can't be the Speaker of the House in the state of Illinois for more than 2 terms, or that if you leave government, you can't go work for a firm that does business with the government or vice versa. And there's all of those things that they could do. They've done none of them. You're asking the people to police themselves, and they just won't do it. So there we are.
Yeah, and that's where we're at. And I think it's systemic is the problem with corruption in this case is that somewhere along the line, someone created a blueprint or a format on how to make cash off of being elected representative or someone who serves as a public servant. Someone did it for a long time and probably didn't get caught. Now they're like, they teach it from generation to generation.
And it's not just the governors. I mean, it's all the way down to these little townships you never heard of, guys taking money for all kinds of stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes not that much money. Hey, listen, so that's the Mincing Rascals. I was going to play, but I won't hear. Maybe I will later on. Maybe I won't. But the conversation the gang had about Elizabeth Warren and Michael Bloomberg fighting each other at the Democratic debate, I hadn't heard all of that until the Rascals got into it. Oh, my Lord, did Bloomberg take a beating. And oh, my word, did he behave badly. He did not have answers to questions he needed to have answers to. So that's all on the Rascals. Hey, how was Ozzie Guillen on your show last night?
He was great. He and his son, Ozzie Jr., came on, talked about a podcast they're doing for La Vida Baseball, but also talked about, I mean, spring training. He misses it. But also, you know, we were talking about the cheating scandal and the Houston Astros, and he says in the piece, and you can find it on WGN Radio, that this is way worse than the PED scandal 15 years ago, because that was all about the individual, and this is about the team. And it's just interesting. It's an interesting conversation about Latino baseball players, about him, about how bitter he is about not being a manager anymore, and also just about, you know, he said at one point, he's like, in baseball, to be a manager, you everyone tells you to be honest, or in life, and he said that's the exact opposite. You can't be honest. You can't be honest with the media. You can't be honest with your players, because in this day and age, people just get offended so quick, and it's something that, yeah, this is interesting to hear a manager talk that way, because anyone in leadership, they say, you got to be honest, you got to be transparent. You know, the best way to do it is just go forward, and he's saying that's the exact opposite. Very interesting.
Ozzie Guillen, is he still in the national broadcast booth or the local broadcast booth?
He does the local. He does the postgame for the White Sox broadcasts, and I think pre and post. But he, you know, he's such an interesting character, and a guy who also gets very, you know what he got mad about? Where he got mad about the fact that people don't recognize that he's a Chicagoan. He spent his entire life here. He's more a Chicagoan than he is a Venezuelan, or at where he's from.
Yeah.
And people think he's from Miami or whatever. No, he lives here. He's lived here. He's lived most of his professional life here. And he always gets mad when people are like, oh, you're back. He's like, I never left.
Justin Kaufman, so with Ozzie Guillen last night, WGNradio.com. Click on the shows, and there's the podcast of that baseball conversation. My lines have lit up, though, with what you were saying about corruption in Illinois. Andy, you're on WGN. What did you want to say? Hi.
Well, I wanted to say that regarding people who think that Blagojevich got off easy after his 7 years, the listeners should be reminded that Denny Hastert, the Speaker of the House of the United States, was convicted of child molesting, and he only served 13 months of a 15-month sentence for molesting young boys.
Yeah, and that's a criminal charge. We had this argument on the show the other night, just about, you know, so many people call in and say, well, you know, murderers and thieves and others don't get as much time as Blagojevich. I think it's really hard, and it gets apples and oranges when you start talking about criminal charges versus public corruption charges.
Well, because if you kill somebody, that's horrible, and you should pay a serious price for that. Nobody got injured, quote-unquote, by what Blago did, but it affected many millions of people. So how do you gauge a million slights versus one really bad cut, right?
Yeah. The Denny Hastert stuff, which is just awful, but the Denny Hastert stuff, too, you could make an argument, you know, obviously there's corruption involved because, you know, he was a authoritarian figure. He was a wrestling coach. He was a teacher.
Yeah.
And to be able to, that's a betrayal of the public trust as much as public corruption. But yeah, I don't know the instances, and I don't think it was child molestation he went to jail for. I think it was bank fraud. I think at the end of the day,
because it was the moving of the money.
Yeah, it was moving money around that he wasn't supposed to be. I'd have to check that. I don't know off the top of my head.
That's an interesting point. Thanks for the phone call, though. I appreciate you at least recollecting that, Andy. And Justin, we'll listen for you. Are you on tonight, then, or you got hockey in the way?
Blackhawks tonight. Blackhawks are back on the ice, which is great. I'll be back on Monday.
They got to win this game. And Justin is always good when he's on evenings on WGN. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
One of the Mincing Rascals. You can catch our podcast, too.